Well, the stock market gained close to 1% this week as the Federal Reserve kept rates unchanged. We'll talk more about that. The Dow Jones Industrials closing at 18,261 and a fraction. And the S&P 500, the broad index of U.S. stocks, closing at 2164 and a fraction, and that is just about 1% underneath the all-time closing high on the S&P of 2190, recorded a few weeks ago. All in all, it was a week in which the attention was being paid to the Federal Reserve because the Federal Open Market Committee met on Tuesday and Wednesday to determine interest rate policy and review the economic stats. And they concluded in that meeting that they would hold rates unchanged. We said just last week on the broadcast that there is no certainty whatsoever of an interest rate increase at the Federal Open Market Committee September meeting, and that turned out to be the case. There was no increase at all. They left the rate unchanged. And they said that the labor market has continued to strengthen. They said that growth of economic activity has improved versus the first half of this year, which was soft. And they said that job gains have been solid, that's their language, on average. They pointed out that household spending has been growing strongly, but business fixed investment has remained soft. They observed that inflation has remained below the Federal Reserve's 2% longer-term objective. And they also pointed out that market-based measures of inflation compensation remain low. That's very important because that includes wage gains, which have been on the low side, which keeps inflation down. Wages are a very important component in the inflation picture. So, all in all, it turned out to be a Federal Open Market Committee non-event. Now, even though on our broadcast we stated that there would be no increase at that meeting, the fact is, there were many high-profile observers who were talking up an increase at the meeting. The talking heads, there were quite a few talking heads talking up the potential for an increase at the meeting, so they'll have to go back to the drawing board and see where they were wrong in that assessment. Meanwhile, we have two more meetings this year, and one of them, in my opinion, is off the table for a rate change, and that is the meeting on November 1 and 2, with the statement from the Fed coming on the 2nd of November, 6 days prior to a general election. And I really don't care what anybody else says. I don't care what Chair Janet says. I don't care what anybody on the Federal Open Market Committee says, and I don't care what any president of any Federal Reserve Bank says. From my point of view, there is no possibility that the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates in an announcement on November 2nd, 6 days before the general election. So as far as I'm concerned, the November meeting is off the table in terms of raising interest rates. However, there's another meeting this year in mid-December, and that is definitely a live meeting. So what we mean by that is if the economic data between now and mid-December is on the positive side, and that's going to include the September jobs report coming out in early October, that's going to include the October jobs report coming out in early November, and all the other data that flows through. If the economic data between now and mid-December is positive for the economy, then nobody should be surprised to see a rate increase announced at the mid-December Federal Open Market Committee meeting, because anybody that is surprised, if those conditions are met, A, the economic data is favorable between now and mid-December. If those conditions are met, nobody should be surprised to see a rate increase at the mid-December meeting. Anybody that is surprised is not paying attention. One more footnote on this, with reference to the November 2nd statement that will come out following the two-day meeting on the 1st and 2nd of November, right prior to the general election. If the Federal Open Market Committee's goal is to shock the world, then they could raise rates at that meeting, but it would be to shock the world. It wouldn't be for any other reason. So I don't know if there's any majority of votes on the Federal Open Market Committee to shock the world, but that's what they would do on November 2nd if they were to raise rates 6 days before the general election. From my point of view, they're not going to do that, and I think that mid-December remains the next important Federal Open Market Committee confab. And I would say following that two-day soiree at the Fed, that if the data is favorable, everyone should be prepared for a 0.25% uptick in the federal funds rate, because I think it is highly likely. Remember, we had three dissenting votes this week on the committee, three dissenting votes on the decision to hold rates where they are. Three of the voting members wanted to raise rates this week. So that pressure is only going to build on Chair Janet by mid-December if we continue to see favorable economic data. So all of that went down this week. It was a fascinating week for market watchers because, hey, it's not every day you have a Federal Open Market Committee meeting to begin with. I think there were some very, very important factors that were brought out as a result of the meeting, not the least of which was the decrease in future expectations by the Federal Open Market Committee with reference to things like inflation, things like economic growth. And all of that came out at the meeting because there was a media conference following the meeting on Wednesday. Now, there are some interesting things that come out when you study the figures that have been released by the Federal Reserve. I don't think anybody can argue with Chair Janet when she says payroll gains have been solid because, after all, the unemployment rate is 4.9%. And that's pretty close, as she observed, that's pretty close to the equilibrium rate for unemployment. By the way, that is also the same unemployment rate we had in January. There has been no change in the unemployment percentage from January to August of 2016. So I think that it's fair to say there's been a stabilization in the labor market around that level, but there has not been further improvement in terms of the unemployment rate. It's also interesting to see that in 2016, monthly new jobs have averaged 180,000, but last year, monthly new jobs averaged 230,000. So that's a pretty significant decline in the number of new monthly jobs, albeit to a level that is still considered very healthy. A very good number, the 180,000, but it is less by 50,000 monthly average. It is less than the prior year. So all of this going on, and it was interesting, median inflation in 2017 is estimated by the Fed at 1.9%. So they really don't see any huge jump coming in terms of the inflation numbers based on the data they're using.